The market reacts to good crop prospects. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. The possibility of a good harvest is putting negative pressure on corn and soybean markets. Matt Roberts, an ag economist at The Ohio State University, says he's not surprised by the bearish tone to corn and soybean prices.
In reality, even after the April we had, where it was difficult to get some plantings done, May and June have been all but perfect for most of the Corn Belt. And so I think the foundation has been laid for some very, very high yields. Now, we're not home yet. There's still a lot of the growing season left to go. But I think that is what the market has a hard time looking past, is this potential of 170 plus in corn, 44 plus in beans, 45 plus maybe even in beans. It's hard for the market to look past that and turn around. And so that's this bearish tone that we've really taken on.
U.S. soybean farmers place a lot of reliance on demand from one specific part of the world. Robert says it may be wise to seek demand in other areas.
Chinese demand is a huge question mark right now, especially in beans. For the last 10 to 12 years, they've been the saving grace of the entire oilseeds complex. But we've gotten to the point where this year, with our expanded acreage of bean production, with good weather, and if it does carry through the harvest we may have, we need more than they're going to increase exports to. So there's questions there. Recent history gives us no reason to worry, but when we place this much emphasis on it and we need those exports this much, we have to worry about it.
In general, Robert says that farmers should prepare for rough spots by maintaining a cash cushion of a year's worth of land charges.
I believe we will have negative profits, we'll have losses in the next couple years. Losses based on average producers. And when we look at most of the Corn Belt, a lot of what's driven production costs higher are high land charges. Prices will not go below the variable cost of production. We're not going to have corn prices go below 250, I don't believe. But I do believe we could see prices in the low threes quite easily. That is cash flow positive if you ignore land charges. When you include land charges, that's still very unprofitable. So I want to see farmers have at least a year of land charges to be able to weather this storm, because I think we're going to have 2 years roughly of really low prices trying to sort out some of the excess that we've built up over the last 5 years.
Ag economist Matt Roberts, Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.